Some newly elected members of Congress are spending this holiday season preparing for their new jobs. And some freshly departed members of Congress are doing the same thing. A number of lawmakers retired or were defeated in November. But that does not mean they're all leaving Washington. NPR's Peter Overby reports that some will stick around as lobbyists.
Senator Don Nichols was chairman of the Budget Committee. Now he's setting up his own lobbying shop. Congressman Billy Tozan ran the House committee that oversees the drug industry. He's taking over at the lobby group for the name brand drug companies. This is a prime season for people with political clout to cross over into the private sector. But this year, there's more money than ever flying around.
I think we're in a new era.
Frank Clemente at the liberal group Public Citizen has a spreadsheet listing the lawmakers going through the revolving door, as it's called.
We've gone from an era where they usually started up their own little lobbying firm to quite a number are now leaving, and a lot of them are going to work for big trade associations, which have many millions of dollars behind them and are extremely influential.
What's the big appeal? Leonard Pfeiffer is a Washington headhunter. For one thing, he says clients want a big name, an important senator, the chair of a powerful committee.
That's just a fact of life, let's be candid. Beyond that, what we're looking for is we're looking for somebody that, first off, has got a good reputation on both sides of the aisle. An easy example of that is years ago when we recruited Andy Card.
That would be President Bush's chief of staff. But in 1993, with Bill Clinton coming into the White House, Card was just a Republican appointee, a transportation secretary, who was about to be out of a job. Pfeiffer recruited him for the group now known as the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Pfeiffer says it was true then, and it's true now. You need to be able to work with both parties.
I did reference checks with the Democrats, and they gave him a very, very strong thumbs up. They said, there's a man we can work with, there's a man we respect.
And right now, even with Republicans controlling the White House and both chambers of Congress, the hottest hire off Capitol Hill is likely to be a Democrat, Senator John Breaux, a centrist with friends in both parties. Senator Breaux made $154,700 this year. Pfeiffer says Washington power broker Breaux's pay will go up.
Multiplies it by 400%, 600%, maybe 900%. It's also a world of difference, too. Now he's going to move someplace where he's going to have a base salary, where he's probably going to have a performance bonus, where he's probably going to have a very large stock option opportunity, stock grant opportunity, which is a little bit different from a performance bonus, and he's also going to have a deferred income package. So in gross numbers, we're talking about a multiplier effect there of anywhere from 5 to 10 times what he's grossing right now.
Dan Mica isn't in that league, but he says money was one factor in 1988. That's when he gave up his House seat from Florida, ran and lost in the Senate primary, and decided to stay in Washington. Mica says he had friends here and back home, but his children were in school here, and Washington is where he could continue to have some sort of impact on policy and politics. Now he's head of the Credit Union National Association. He says current lawmakers sometimes stop him in the hall and ask what it's like on the outside. One key bit of advice, when you're still in office, don't get too full of yourself.
I had a former colleague who was pretty rough and tough and downright harsh on folks in Washington. And he called after some months of casting about in Washington in desperation because he just could not land any type of a future career.
So the resumes are out there. There is one legal hitch. The law prevents former lawmakers from lobbying their old colleagues for a year. But nothing stops them from telling their staff lobbyists what to do. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.